out what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Adams is on.
All right. Greetings, salutations, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. It's time again for Rick Adams Uncensored on this Friday night. And here we are up against another weekend, and we've survived this far. We've made it, and somehow, we marvel at what we have done and what we have done really for truth and justice and the American way, as they say. And tonight we are going to bring up Scott Smith in a moment, again, my cohort and my co-host, as we discuss the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, these documents that have been revealed and uncovered for world Jewish government, as we have been saying for a long time now, without fear of contradiction, without any fear of nullification. We are talking about the blueprint for establishing a new or Jew world order, as they say. And this is the new man, the new international man, the new government, the new regime, the new order, which, of course, has also been revealed in the scriptures. So everything is coming to pass as scripture has revealed it. And they are indeed the synagogue of Satan. They are fulfilling prophecy. They hide under many fronts and many different names, but ultimately they are one, and they are working for the same ultimate goal. Well, now let's see. Do we have Scott Smith back with us again, Manny? We do? Well, all right. You didn't tell me. Okay. Welcome aboard, Scott Smith.
And I'm talking to... I said, is this Superman I'm talking to?
No, I'm not
Justice
Superman. No.
And the American way, able
Quite
to...
Quite contrary. Contrary.
Well, that's
Superman, you know, was created, you know, by... the synagogue of Satan in Hollywood as an answer to Martin Luther, as you probably know. And Martin Luther's treatise of the Jews and their lies way, way back in the 15th century. And so Lex Luthor is actually Martin Luther. So I don't want to be that Superman. No.
All right, Rick.
Nope. Welcome back, Scott.
But can't we be counted with Martin Luther, because he wrote that, the Jews and their lies, at the end of his lifetime,
mm-hmm.
and he wrote it because he wanted to be counted among those who told his brethren the truth mm-hmm. about the activities of the Jews. And
exactly.
when Christ was doing the head count, He wanted to be among those that had go ahead and let people know, and I too want to be counted among those by our Lord as telling our brethren the truth about what's going on here.
That's the only reason we're here. And, tonight we're going to pick up again and try to get through this lengthy protocol number 10, I believe. As we continue with the protocols, folks, listen up, listen in, and we'll have you join in a little bit later. Promises to be very, very exciting. Stay with us.
Sometimes you don't eat right, and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's First Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. and an obvious favorite among the many Daniel Chapter 1's customers. Why? Because First Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, First Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get First Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
All right, folks, we're back now, and we're going to begin with Scott Smith, where we left off last week, Scott, where we've got 24 planks of the protocols, and we're just about only not even in the middle of them now at number 10.
Right.
Pick up where we left off last week, Scott. Give us a little refresher.
Well, we left off on protocol number 10, Rick, and protocol number 10 was there preparing for the power. And it's a very lengthy protocol. I mean, there's like in protocol number 10, there are 20 items in it. And we basically made it down to item number 6 and item number 7. Mm-hmm. And item number 6, we were talking about Harold Rosenthal being murdered on the plane for exposing the details of the protocols to, I think it was Walter White did a... the Rosenthal interview.
We've
done some...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's, you know, they say we ought not to fling the work of our genius, of our guide, to the fangs of the mob or even to select company. And Rosenthal did that. And that's basically where we ended off. And then they're going into the poison of liberalism.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about liberalism as being infectious to the body, and that if you, it's like blood poisoning or like some kind of virus that you inject into the body and it causes the whole body to be sick. And they even consider Republican forms of government, democratic forms of government as being liberal.
Mm-hmm. And for people, for general knowledge, if people go to their, let's say their Webster's Dictionary, maybe 1950s, 1960s Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, what they'll find under liberal is the is like in my particular dictionary that I use frequently, it's a 1956 Webster's, and the sixth definition under liberal is democratic and republican forms of government, mm-hmm. versus monarchies or aristocracies type of thing. And, you know, they go into the poison of liberalism and how it's much easier to infiltrate the states that are Republican or Democrat versus the despots or the monarchs or the aristocracy. They feel it's much easier to control the mob and to direct the mob than it is to have to buy off the aristocracy. But in either case, they do their best to do both. And that brings us to item number 8 under Protocol 10. And it says, under various names there exists in all the countries approximately one and the same thing, representation, ministry, senate, state council, legislative, and executive corps. I need not explain to you the mechanism of these, of the relation of these institutions, because you're aware of that. Only take note of the fact that each of the above-named institutions corresponds to some important function of the state. And I would beg you to remark that the word important I apply not to the institution, but to the function.
Mm-hmm.
Consequently, it is not the institutions which are important, but their functions. These institutions have divided up among themselves all the functions of the government, administrative, legislative, executive. Wherefore, they have come to operate as do the organs in a human body. If we injure one part in the machinery of state, the state falls sick, like a human body, and will die. And basically, their liberalism is their methodology to make the state sick. And it says, when in Protocol 10, Item 9, it goes, when we introduced into the state organism the poison of liberalism, its whole political complexion underwent a change. States have been seized with a mortal illness, blood poisoning. All that remains is to await the end of their death agony. And again, they go into liberalism, and they equate liberalism with constitutional states. You know, when you look up the liberalism, it's unrestricted, unconfined, broad-minded, progressive,
mm-hmm.
favoring reform or progress in education or religions. It's indecorous, not bad decorum to be liberal.
Well, would you say, Scott, at the time that this document was penned,
right.
You know, would you say that the term, particularly liberalism then, which had a totally, totally different connotation than it carries in subsequent years and decades, particularly since the 1950s onward, that it is that classical liberalism of which certain philosophers and parliamentarians and statesmen spoke?
Right. And it's even to the point where they consider a constitution a producer of liberalism.
Mm-hmm.
So these people understood that even though we had this constitution that was held in secret, that my favorite founding father, Patrick Henry, took offense at more than any other person
of any kind of importance at the time. Nobody opposed the Constitution that was happening up in Philadelphia more than Patrick Henry, and he went on to explain all the problems that he saw with the Constitution that was coming.
Despite the Bill of Rights and all of that, he understood.
He did. Yep. And the more you read Patrick Henry that hasn't been rewritten by the people who, you know, are constantly changing...
The History Channel.
Revising the history of the true history, the honest history. It says right here in item number 10, in protocol number 10, it says, liberalism produced constitutional states, which took the place of what was the only safeguard of the goyim, namely despotism, or at the same time they're called a monarchy, or the Catholic Church at the time might have been considered a despot with its inquisitions and things like that. In the Muslim world, some of these imams or the ayatollahs that we might look at them as despots, and those people give the international Jew of the synagogue of Satan the most problem in infiltration,
right,
and in subversion than any other type of organization that they're trying to penetrate, which is why they use our young men and, you know, our weapons to destroy these people, because they're not allowed, because of these despotic religious leaders, to undermine the system that gives them the strength that they need to resist. But the Constitution, they're saying, doesn't do that. It actually, liberalism is produced by constitutional states. It says, and a constitution, as you well know, is nothing else but a school of discords, misunderstandings, quarrels, disagreements, fruitless party agitations, party whims. In a word, a school of everything that serves to destroy the personality of the state activity. And so, you know, they're looking at the Constitution in a completely different light than the average American might consider his Constitution to be a safeguard against these types of things.
Mm-hmm.
This protocols and these people, these so-called Jews of the synagogue are using it to achieve their despotism
and
their control.
And nowhere is that more evident now than in this election year, isn't it?
Right. And it gets right, you know, and in times past, because, you know, it goes on to say in number 10, item number 10, protocol 10, it says the tribune or the champion of the people of the Talkerics. That's, you know, like maybe you and me, I don't know. Has no less effectively than the press condemned the rulers to inactivity and impotence. And if people don't see Congress and the impotence of government in doing anything except for, you know, instituting slavery at the hands of these people, then, you know, that's why Congress has, like, what, a 0% approval rate?
No, they have as high as 10.
10%?
Oh, that's high.
Well, God bless them for that, you know?
I wouldn't say that. But
well, 10%,
well, it depends.
10%
is
better than nothing, Rick. You know?
I suppose. And I guess there's about the same number or more now, 12 or so in the Congress now, that are openly Jewish, and particularly in the Senate and the House, and it's growing, the number.
There's a lot more than that. I mean, we got one right here, John Kerry Cohn. Father's name is Cohn, and he's
crypto,
Kerry.
Huh? He's a crypto. All right.
Yep.
Well, let's come back. Take our break. Come back to this very interesting discussion of plank number 10 of the protocols. Folks, be right back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back with Scott Smith, continuing our discourse in the protocols, number 10. And let's continue, Scott. Along the way, I have some little tidbits to drop in.
Good.
Proof of the protocols. But go ahead, continue with number 10.
Well, it's a difficult one to understand for a lot of people, Rick, because they talk about the Constitution mm-hmm. and how they use the Constitution as a mechanism to achieve their liberalism and the poisoning of the state. And it causes, you know, a lot of cognitive dissonance with people who read this particular thing, you know, this number 10 protocol. And but the more you read it and the more you look into it and try and understand it, it begins to make a lot of sense as you go along.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
it says, you know, they talk about the press and, you know, the talking people, you know, making the rulers impotent and, you know, they can't, impotent, I should say.
Yeah.
And it says... You know, it says, render them useless and superfluous. It says, then it was that the era of republics became possible of realization. Like, this was a big thing for them, these republics.
Mm-hmm.
And as you see the different republics like Greece and the parliamentary places where they're instituting their austerity measures and assigning people to run the countries like they're assigning people to run Central Falls up there. You know, it'd be that's despotism right there. And it says it was then that the era of republics became possible of realization, and then it was that we replaced the ruler by a caricature of a government, not really a government, but a caricature of one.
A caricature, you mean?
Caricature. Of a government by a president taken from the mob, from the midst of our puppet creatures or slaves. Mm-hmm. This was the foundation of the mine which we have laid under the Goy people. And they go on to that from there after that was Protocol 10, Item 10. It goes on to say, we name presidents. Mm-hmm. And in Item 11 it says, in
Boy,
the near-
do they.
Yeah, we name presidents.
And then they take them down when they're no longer used.
One way or the other, whether they
Watergate
take them
or Dallas them. One
that's
way
it. It doesn't matter how they get rid of them as long as they get rid of them. And it says, in the near future, this is Protocol 10, Item 11, in the near future, we shall establish the responsibility of presidents. So they're telling the presidents and everybody in the country what the president's responsibility is. This is in number 12, it says, by that time, we shall be in a position to disregard forms or not be responsible to the law, is how I interpret that, in carrying through matters for which our impersonal puppet will be responsible. So they're saying they're free to violate the law, and you know, and if anybody gets caught, it's going to be the president, the puppet president. It will make him responsible.
That's exactly what happens.
Yeah, it says, what do we care if the ranks of those striving for power should be thinned, if there should arise a deadlock from the impossibility of finding presidents, a deadlock which will finally disorganize the country? And, like, you know, I've told you, as you know, Rick, I've been at these protocols for way over a quarter of a century, so that when I saw the presidential election of 2000 between Al Gore and George Bush go to the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. based on Florida, mm-hmm. I said, these people have actually went ahead and made a deadlock which is disorganizing our country. So they, you know, it's not like they can't do this stuff. They just talk about it. They actually go out and work. And I say, well, there goes a good dry run. They you know, establish themselves.
Well, they give you, in that case, the 2000 election, they gave you two false choices, okay? And
right,
then they chose one over the other because they had already laid out the plans for the invasion of Iraq and the invasion of Afghanistan and the taking down of Iran and Pakistan, all these other countries, way before 2000. That was mapped out like in the 1980s.
Right.
If not sooner.
Absolutely. And they pick a, you know, somebody like George Bush, who couldn't even make it through the National Guard and, you know, mm-hmm. had the, I mean, it's, everything he's done has been a failure, including the presidency of the United States.
Right.
His ultimate failure.
Somebody dopey and cloudy and shady and corrupt and weak and led by the nose,
right,
would make an excellent president. Now, of course, we know that when it came to war, you know, he was a little bit brighter than Bush, but he just didn't pass muster. And the Republican Party has become the new vessel of these Trotskyites. So, anyway, we'll come right back, and we have plenty of time to continue with Protocol 10, It Gets Worse.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Back again now with Scott, and we're continuing with protocol number 10. Continue, Scott.
We're on item number 13, Rick, and we're talking about deadlocks, which will finally disorganize the country. Deadlocks of finding and the impossibility of finding presidents. And it goes on to say in number 10, protocol 10, item 13, it says, in order that our scheme may produce this result, we shall arrange elections in favor of such presidents as have in their past some dark, undiscovered stain, some Panama or other. Then they will be trustworthy agents for the accomplishment of our plans out of fear of revelations and from the natural desire of everyone who has attained power, namely the retention of the privileges, advantages, and honor connected with the office of president. And this goes for, to me, all of the political offices in Washington, D.C., and in our state capitals, in many cases right down to the local level. This is the Chamber of Duties will provide cover for, will protect, will elect presidents, the Chamber of Deputies, I should say, and that's all of their people. But we shall take from it the right to propose new or make changes in existing laws. But this right will be given to us to the given by us to the responsible president, a puppet in our hands. So they're reserving the right to make and change any law they feel like changing. And this is what we're seeing today.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're seeing in all of the Bill of Rights that were handed down to us have been eviscerated by these people, and they just do it as a matter of presidential directive. And because he writes it and signs it, it's true, and that's despotism. It says, naturally, the authority of the presidents will then become a target for every possible form of attack. But we shall provide him with the means of self-defense in the right of an appeal to the people for the decision of the people over the heads of their representatives. That is to say, an appeal to that same blind slave of ours, the majority of the mob. Independently of this, we shall invest the president with the right of declaring a state of war. Now, this is 120 years ago.
Wow.
We shall invest the president with the right of declaring a state of war. And that's all we've seen in the last, ever since World War II.
World War I, World War II, yeah. They would end all wars, yeah.
But still, at that point, even though they were manipulated by the Lusitania and by all kinds of different terrorism conducted by the synagogue of Satan, these Jews, international Jewish cabal, even though that they did all of this, they still had to go to the Congress and do something crazy like blow up the Lusitania to get Congress to vote for it. Now they don't even bother doing that.
They've advanced beyond that point. Now all they need is to just create an incident, and the president now has the authority to do whatever he wants.
And that's exactly what it says in Protocol 10, item number 13. Independently of everything they do, we shall invest the president with the right of declaring a state of war.
There you are.
And that's the state we've been in since, like I said, since the Korean War. And before that, they would have to go and get the whole Congress on board for something like that. So
now, you see, at this point, let me interject that there are those now who are trying to sound more like us because they're under attack. And I'm not going to mention any names, but some of the prominent alternative talk hosts now are coming out of the woodwork and saying it's not the government, it's not the United States, it's the banksters, it's the internationalists, and it's the international bankster gangsters. And
that's
all
right.
Of that is true.
Right.
However, we have to ask another question. Who are the international bankster gangsters? Why, of course, they're all, right down to the last one, essentially of the synagogue of Satan, identified by Jesus himself at least twice in the scriptures in the book of Revelation.
Right.
Now, that's the case, Scott. Then what's all this talk about Arabs running the Hollywood system, Arabs running the media, Arabs running Wall Street? You know, obviously, if they ran it, they wouldn't be destroying their own people or themselves.
And the same thing goes for the Catholic Church, Rick. Even though the
yes.
Catholic Church is an arm of this cabal and being used by the cabal, they're also being destroyed and used in the same way we are.
Oh, yeah, that's the dual purpose.
That's right.
Exactly.
And, yeah. So, and they go on to say, we shall justify this last right of giving the president the right of declaring war on the ground that the president, as chief of the whole army of the country, must have it at his disposal in case of need for self-defense of the new Republican Constitution, the right to defend which will belong to him as the responsible representative of this Constitution.
Meaning to us, yes.
Right. So, it's just amazing to you see on one hand at the beginning of We Shall Name Presidents as the title, how they're going to create problems with the president in making a decision to the point where, the state can almost be dissolved as a result of not being able to come up with one. But once they name one, that one's going to be infused with the ability to declare war and send our boys off to being maimed and kill other innocents just because
and
he
our
said,
girls now our girls
oh they're pushing
know.
That aren't they
the opportunities are growing for women now you know in combat positions and you know as the economy is taken down even further you know that becomes mighty attractive to many of these young ladies today doesn't it
Well, that's how they're getting these people to go off the foreign lands and get maimed. And, you know, they're home living with their parents with no hope of any job anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest job in the country is either making weapons of war or actually using them. Mm-hmm. So
we control the options.
All of them. That's
all
right.
All of the options. That's right.
Yep. And it says... Number 14, Protocol 10, number 14, to continue on, it says, it is easy to understand them in these conditions. The key of the shrine will lie in our hands, and no one outside ourselves will any longer direct the force of legislation. And I think that that's what Paul Finley wrote about back in the late 80s of They Dare Speak Out. The whole thing was locked up tighter than a drum, and if you even dare to say that, hey, you know, what's going on with the Palestinians isn't, that's not right. You know, these people are being treated inhumanely. He's out. You're out. If you don't get down on hand and knee as the devil wanted Christ up on the top of the mountain to get down and worship him, you don't get down and worship AIPAC and the ADL and all of these other Jewish organizations that run the country, then you're not going anywhere. And they direct the whole thing. And if you dare not bend your knee to them, then they'll nail you to the cross too. So, you know, that's what I expect. You know, but I try not to worry about it, Rick. Just.
No, we observe it and we condemn it, but we also know the outcome. So all of this is part of the system that God has permitted in his grand scheme of things, you know. So forces of darkness, the forces of light, the angelic conflict, cosmos diabolicus, whatever you want to call it, it's all playing out on the stage now. So that's,
yep.
This is the end of the age, as we refer to it, you know, in the scriptures. The end of the season or the age leading up to the judgment and then the millennial rule. But anyway, go ahead.
And just to continue on with number 15, because this protocol number 10, if I don't get through this tonight, I'm going to just, you know, be very discouraged.
Don't worry. We have plenty of time.
Oh, Rick. But anyway, it goes, number 15, it says, besides this, we shall, with the introduction of the new Republican Constitution, and here they go again with the Republican Constitution, take from the chamber the right of interpolation. Now, interpolation is the ability to alter or enlarge or corrupt. So they're going to take from the chamber the right to corrupt government measures. On the pretext of preserving political secrecy. Okay, so this is how they get away with busting into your house when you're not home and you know, warrantless searches and, you know, this is all legal now.
Or busting in your home when you are home.
Well, they shouldn't try that. That would not...
Well, they have.
I know they do, but they do it to people who aren't ready to defend themselves. In any way, shape, or form, mm-hmm. You know, I'm not
these
one
are the
of those
SWAT
people.
Teams. You know, these are the
well, they can
special
send
ops.
They can send 10 SWAT teams in. Somebody's got to walk through the door.
Yeah. If there is a door to walk through,
yeah,
we're done leveling mm-hmm. homes and so forth.
Whatever it is, they you know, whatever it is they're going to do, I'm not afraid. You know,
right? Never
I'm
fear.
No,
God
I'm not.
Is here. All right, go ahead.
But it says. And they do this on the pretext of preserving political secrecy.
Yeah.
And further, we shall, by the new Constitution, reduce mm-hmm. the number of representatives to a minimum, thereby mm-hmm. proportionately reducing political passions. They did that with the Senate. They emasculated our legislative branch through the Senate. And it goes on, if, however, they should, which is hardly to be expected, burst into flame, even in this minimum, we shall nullify them by a stirring appeal and by a reference to the majority of the whole people. So they always go back to that mob of the majority, democracy, so to speak, or I call it democracy, gang rape by consent type of thing.
Yep.
And upon the president will depend the appointment of vice presidents of the chamber of the Senate and of the Senate. Instead of constant sessions of parliament, we shall reduce their sitting to a few months. And they're going to end up doing that. We're going to watch government shutdowns, and all the time our governments are shut down, those people are still working harder than ever. So whenever, if and when, and we have in the past, we see government shutdowns, the function, the institutions may be shut down, but as they elucidated earlier, the functions of the government are more in their hands than ever when the institutions are shut down. So I look for shutdowns coming up, and we'll see what happens. But
yep.
It says, upon the president will depend the appointment of all these other people. It says, moreover, the president, as chief of the executive power, will have the right to summon and dissolve parliament, and in the latter case, to prolong the time of appointment of a new parliamentary assembly. But in order that the consequences of all these acts, which in substance are illegal, should not prematurely for our plans, upon the responsibility, establish the use of the president. It's kind of mixed up right there as far as the translation here. But that happens with this Marsden translation.
Mm.
Other people have tried to make it better, but I haven't really found one that is.
It's difficult, you know,
it is.
In the original language, but
I don't
get the gist of it. That's the
right.
Important.
It says, we shall instigate ministers and other officials of the higher administration about the president to evade his dispositions by taking measures of their own, for doing which they will be made the scapegoats in his place. This part we especially recommend given to be played by the Senate, the Council of the State, or the Council of Ministers. And that's exactly what they're doing right now with the Congress, and which is why the Congress has only a 10% rating. And because they don't want to do it, it goes on to say they do it to the Council of the State or the Council of Ministers, but not to an individual. And that's laid out in the Protocol 10, item number 15, distinctly, that the scapegoat is to be a whole group, so they can't put their finger on any one person.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done that very well by making Congress a 10%. And then if you ask anybody in their congressional district what they think about their congressman, they get like a 90% approval rating.
Right. So overall... you're right, and you can see interpreting it in this sense now, taking away faith in government in general, but
right.
Is not a bad thing. It's a good thing if that faith is placed in God, the real Father, not the fake. But the thing is the legislative branch is originally intended as the closest, obviously, to the individual sovereignties of the people. So
right.
If you can diminish the respect and diminish credibility of the legislative and heap upon it more credibility in the executive and in the judicial branches, you have elevated that dialectic to their level of where they want centralized government more to be in a position to rule. You follow?
That's exactly right, Rick, and that goes right back to... Protocol 10, item number 8,
mm-hmm.
And it says these institutions have been divided up among themselves, all the functions of the government, administrative, legislative, executive,
mm-hmm.
Wherefore they have come to operate as do the organs in the human body, If we injure one part of the machinery of the state falls sick like a human body. Now, if you look at those three, the administrative, the legislative, and the executive, the judges have become more powerful, and the president has become more powerful, but the legislative part is very sick.
Right, exactly.
And, so, you know, it just follows right along with what you're saying. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, years ago there was a United States senator. He was on the far left, but his name was Joe Clark from Pennsylvania, and he wrote the book Congress, the Sapless Branch. Now it truly is a sapless tree. We'll come right back, folks.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right, we're back now, Scott, and we continue with... The protocols, I think we're up to, still on 15 or number 16 of 10.
Number 16, thank you very much, Rick, because this one's going slow, and we just went through another hour almost. It's amazing. Protocol 10, item number 16, it says, the president will, at our discretion, interpret the sense of such of the existing laws as admit of various interpretations. So they're giving it all to the president to interpret anything he wants. He will further annul them when we indicate to him the necessity to do so. Besides this, he will have the right to propose temporary laws and even new departures in the government constitutional working. The pretext for both, for the one and the other, being the requirements for the supreme welfare of the state. The Fuhrer, the homeland, you know, everything for the, nothing for the individual. Individual rights are out. Community rights are all we're concerned about. And that's communism. That's not the freedom and self-determination, and you know they're destroying that, and they say that we that the next session here in protocol number 10, it says we shall destroy, and boy are they good at that. They're just taking nuclear waste and spreading it all over the world, bunker busting bombs, white phosphorus, depleted uranium. They just destroy everything they touch, and you know, that's their whole operation.
Mm-hmm.
Is by such measure, this is number 17 in protocol number 10, by such measure, we shall obtain the power of destroying little by little, step by step, all that at the onset, when we entered on our rights, we are compelled to introduce into the Constitution of states to prepare for the transition to an imperceptible abolition of every kind of constitution. So they take it upon themselves the right to destroy our rights little by little, step by step. And it's part of their declared plan in this protocol. And it says, and then the time is come to turn every form of government into our despotism, which is their ultimate goal, to be the ruler, the despot, and to have their Antichrist sitting on the seat in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
It says, the recognition of our despot may also come before the destruction of the Constitution. The moment for this recognition will come when the peoples, utterly wearied by the irregularities and incompetence, a matter which we shall arrange for, of their rulers, will clamor, away with them and give us one king over all the earth who will unite us and annihilate the causes of disorders. And they list the causes of disorders as frontiers, nationalities, religions, state debt. So they have quite an agenda.
That's all
here.
Happening, yeah.
It
okay.
is.
Hey, we're moving along. 1 minute break, and hour number two is coming right up, folks. And we have more to interject here. Then we'll open up the phone lines. We'll come right back with Scott Smith and me.